This is Dead British, featuring historically inaccurate reenactments, famous dead people, and comedy songs. This entire show is about to rewrite history without a script.
Hello, I am Heather Urquhart, and every episode we are going to use an egg whisk and a jar of Marmite to bring back a character from British history. Due to that process, some or all of our historical characters' memories might have been affected. So although I know who I'm talking to, they don't. So here, finding out who they are at the same time you do, they're British, they were dead, please welcome King Henry VIII!
Oh, hello, hello, hello! Oh, it's so good to be here!
Well, His Highness is, of course, known for being King of England during the Tudor period, having six wives and creating the Church of England. Welcome, Henry.
That's absolutely right. I was just wondering who I was, but you've got it down absolutely right. Yes, King Henry VIII. Yes.
Do you mind if I call you Henry?
I'd prefer if you did.
Great, good. I like an informal king.
Thanks.
So tell me, how's being dead? How's it been since that time?
So it's been pretty good. I haven't been aware of a lot of it. It's sort of like, oh, I'm in the court, I'm being the king, and then, oh, suddenly I'm in the office here looking across the table at you.
Yeah, absolutely, because you had a busy life, didn't you?
I'd say, yeah.
One of the busier dead celebrities we've had.
Oh, that's good.
And you were king from quite young, weren't you?
Yes, I would say too young. I'd have liked to have a longer time to sort of get used to the idea. I think I was about 3.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that in a way, 18 is sort of emotionally about 3, isn't it? It's the emotional maturity of a 3-year-old when you think about our lives as an 18. I mean, you know, when I was an 18-year-old, I didn't know what I was doing.
I count everything in units of 6.
Right.
So obviously 3 Henry years is 18 human years. And sort of 1 Henry wife is about 6. Human wives.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to talk a lot about that obviously tonight, because you're pretty famous for that.
Oh dear.
We have got a special message, though, from one of your wives. I'm going to let you guess which one.
I hope it's Anne.
Let's find out.
All right, love. I miss you a lot, and I really want to make you have lots of pride in me.
That'll be Catherine.
That's right. Catherine. That was Catherine.
Yep.
She sort of started it all off, didn't she?
She was my first love. So we met at a gala, I think.
Yeah.
I think we met at a gala, and I had just slayed a bull.
Really?
Yes.
Because I'm obviously from this time not familiar with Tudor galas. Could you tell me a bit about what goes on at a Tudor gala?
So what you do is I'd sort of arrive, and I was 2 at this stage, so I was getting ready to be king. And the bull was there, and I knew the bull. We'd been at previous galas.
Sorry, can I just clarify? If you were 2 in Henry years, you'd be 12 in...
That'd be 12 in human years.
Great, just
years.
Checking. Thank you.
Or thereabouts.
Thank you.
So I'd arrive, and I'd seen the bull before. And so we started on the wine, and you like to get comfortable at these things first. But then it came time for me to fight, wrestle, and kill the bull. Mm-hmm, and, he was an absolute sweetie about it.
Do you know the bull's actually here tonight?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Henry.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember me, but we had a hoot. You remember you grabbed me by the horn?
Yeah.
Do you remember how you flung me across the floor?
Oh.
Do you remember how you cracked me neck?
Yes.
I wouldn't have wanted to die in anybody else's arms. I'm so grateful. Thank you for making me a big, good piece of meat.
And you never forget your first bull.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right about the bull being a sweetie. And
yeah.
I've really seen a real tender side to you, actually, Henry. Throughout the
research
process.
I don't like to show it very much, but the tender side of me tends to really come out when I'm sort of in some kind of violent situation.
Yeah, because I was going to bring that up, because did actually execute over 70,000 people, didn't you, during your reign?
You see, I don't like to think of it really, because that's a lot to have done in.
Mm-hmm.
But once you've done one in, you really can't stop till you're finished.
Clearly.
And Because I remember the first one of them that I slew as well.
Yes, he's here tonight.
Yes,
Foot Soldier Nathan.
Ah, Foot Soldier Nathan.
Hello, Your Majesty. I'm very pleased to learn I was your first. Good one to wet your whistle on, I guess. Thank you very much, so for making it such a long and drawn-out process that took over 4 days for me to die. It really was painful. Thank you.
How do you feel hearing that?
It's just really bringing back a lot of memories. Yeah. I'm sort of going away here.
A bit misty-eyed.
Yeah, because I actually quartered that man, but four pieces to me is obviously 24 pieces to anybody else. So it was... It was a drawn out sort of affair.
What for you would be the highlights, would you say, of being monarch?
So the best thing about being monarch is all the feasts. I mean, you can't get away from it. People like the power, the ability to make laws. I loved a feast. And I'd sort of invite all of the hottest bards, and we'd have all of the princesses from the neighboring, you know, kingdoms. Mm-hmm. You've heard of France.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Spain.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Roman Empire.
And you know what? Just for you, we've got a couple of Romans. Just wanted to show you a bit of appreciation for those feasts,
fantastic,
haven't we?
Fantastic, yeah.
Henry, thank you. We really appreciate it.
Oh, indeed. We have bought you a gift, Henry. We bought you the gift of a hug in a mug.
Oh. It will make you very happy on those cold English nights, because you don't have the special Italian sun over there. Give you a hug in a mug. Yummy.
Yes, that was the Romans, some of which relocated via Sweden.
I could tell.
And the hug in a mug, tell me about that.
So this is something we invented. Is at these feasts, they would bring along a mug, which in those days was sort of a little cup with a handle. And
you know, it's actually the same for us.
No.
Yeah, our mugs are also a cup with a handle.
I can't believe that survived. Oh, silly. And so alongside that, there'd be some sort of mead in there, and you'd drink that, and then, but while you were distracted, they'd sort of give you a hug, try and wrestle you to the ground, and that for me is exactly where I want to be, sort of having a drink, having a wrestle, about to kill.
You know, I'm really seeing a really soft and tender side to you tonight, Henry, and I really do appreciate that.
People don't expect it.
Absolutely not. Not with the whole church thing.
Ah, I don't want to talk about it. Can we skip the church thing?
Yes, I think it's a perfect time to skip the church thing.
Yes.
What I really, really want to talk about is having six wives, Henry.
Look, there's a lot of Henry to go around. I sort of invented having multiple wives because it wasn't the style back in those days, and the Catholic Church, they wouldn't shut up. I was excommunicated, and ironically, that meant I had to communicate an awful lot with my ex. But we managed to get it all sorted. I invented this little... you surely don't have this anymore. The Church of England.
We still have the Church of England!
I did that so that I could get out of this divorce. It was a nightmare. I had, you know, people to see, people to marry.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't be held down. I'm a wild bull myself.
You are a wild bull, because six times, that's a lot, isn't it, Henners?
Everyone gets one try.
Yeah.
The second, you might say, oh, you should have known better. The third... you know, Henry, not many people have three wives, and on from there. You know, I get that it's a weird number of wives.
Can I just check, do you remember all of your wives' names?
No.
Okay. I really appreciate your honesty.
Look,
on that,
look, there's two Annes.
Yeah.
I want to say two Catherines.
Yes! Oh, and I think we're going to hear from another one right now.
Babes, you don't remember me, do you?
I'm afraid I don't.
No, I was just a number to you, wasn't I, babes?
Could you tell me which number?
Number four. I was number four. Yeah.
This is really awkward. I've got number five in just the other room. I can't let you see her.
Oh, she's still there, is she? She's still there.
Same room, same house.
Why couldn't we just keep something magic between the two of us? Why couldn't you just hold me through the night, babes? I loved the way your hairy little tummy wobbled in the darkness. I loved the way the glint of the moonlight went off your bald and fat face. I loved tugging on your beard in the wee small hours, and you don't remember a single bit of it, do you?
I'm afraid I don't. But I'm sure it was very special to you.
I want to ask you, what leads a man to beheading someone? A wife? I think it's what we're all wondering.
Right. It's a funny story.
Yes.
I was convinced the first one I beheaded was a witch.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what made you think that?
Let's
find out.
Your Majesty, we of the two warlocks that you employ have got a prophecy for you, your sire.
Oh, fantastic. What's going to happen to the mug idea?
Well, that will survive in soup form.
And be taken over by a company called JD Sports.
But regardless of that, Your Majesty.
Tell me.
We have some terrible news.
You will outlive almost all of your wives.
Almost.
Hang on. Almost implies something there. It means I'm not going to outlive all of them.
Yes, that is what it means, Your Majesty.
It means one of them.
A witch she is!
I knew it.
A witch, be careful of she with the Catherine name, for she will bring on your house big shame. Look out, my dear, look out. Sir, a witch is coming.
I understand.
And the prophecy came true, didn't it, actually?
Yes, it did. It did. It came true. I outlived almost all of them. And, you know, I should have known. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to outlive them all because the prophecy said.
Yeah. And there was another prophecy, wasn't there? Do you want to share it?
It's a bit embarrassing.
Your Majesty, we have another prophecy for you.
Oh, I can't keep going out and coming back in. I'll fall over.
This one involves your loins. And also a boat trip where you win it in a prize draw.
Ah, give me the boat news first.
It's a big boat.
Yes!
A wooden boat.
Ah.
With a big aft.
I do like a big aft.
But beware.
Beware.
If you board that ship by using a stair, you will fall afoul affair of... someone debonair.
Watch out on the water, boy. Watch out.
It's now time to... It's time to get really personal, isn't it, Henry?
All right. I'm ready. I'm ready for whatever question you have to ask.
Who was your favourite wife and why?
It's got to be Catherine Aragon.
Interesting, because you chose to be buried next to Jane, so I'm surprised. Surprised to hear that. But
yeah,
Catherine of Aragon, why?
Well, you see, by the time I did die,
mm-hmm.
Catherine was long gone. That ship had sailed.
Mm-hmm.
Jane?
Yep.
Jane.
Jane, who bore your child?
She was there. And... that's really, you know, I have a little song that I like to sing to myself. It was, if you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with.
Yeah. I mean, I think that can be really good advice, actually, can't it? For
yeah.
a lot of people. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
And very practical.
So that's why, you know, Jane was, you know, there.
Mm-hmm.
But my heart always stayed with Catherine of Aragon. Spanish, I believe she was.
Oh, very, very sweet.
Yeah.
I think we're actually going to... It's a little romantic moment with Catherine that we're going to show right now, I think.
Oh. I'm excited.
Welcome to the Hog's Head, Your Majesty. Your Majesty, we have your regular table for you in the corner, in the moonlight, and we have the bard on standby just for you, sir.
Thanks. So, Catherine, what do you think of my
country?
Yes.
Well, I think it's very, very nice.
Country, you know, majesty, grandeur.
Well, it's quite overwhelming.
Yeah.
I mean, you're such an imposing figure. Mm. You're sitting on my hand.
Oh,
thank you.
Is that what that was?
No, it really is lovely.
Yeah.
I feel very, very grateful to be welcomed into the bosom of this country by you.
Yeah, yes. England, it is. And we're happy to have you here. And I was just wondering if you would like to stay at the palace tonight.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, that would be lovely. Really, really lovely. You've got a little bit of grease on your chin.
Yeah.
Can I just get that off?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Oh, your skin is so... So just flaky.
It's got a consistency to it, isn't it?
Oh, wow, it's crumbling in my hands.
That's not syphilis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
My goodness. There's a flake of royalty.
On your hands.
On my hands.
But you know, I've slain many people. That's just how powerful I am.
With your beautiful eyes, because you're slaying me right now.
Henry, you old charmer. I can see the heat between you and Catherine.
You know, I know I married six, but many more women than that have experienced my flakes.
A flake of royalty.
Yeah.
The name of your first album.
It is.
Can we talk about Greensleeves?
Oh, please, yeah.
Because a lot of people think you wrote Greensleeves.
I did. Why, what have you heard?
Well, I've heard that you didn't. And I think a few other people have heard that as well, by the looks of things.
Well, I think I'm going to need to behead a few people.
Well, let's see what other people think.
Your Majesty, you know, I wrote the song. Why would you try to take it away from me and my boys here, Ringo and Paul and the other one? Why would you do that?
We wrote it. What are you doing?
This is the first time hearing of this.
What? The first you're hearing of it?
I wrote...
We came and played it in the palace for you.
Yeah. That was fine. And it went da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then later, I independently came up with Greensleeves after hearing you. But I was on the toilet.
Independently?
Yeah.
Independently?
It doesn't matter how many times you say it. I was on the toilet minding my own business, and this music came into my head, and I was like...
That's John, he's beside himself. He's trying, look, he's doing this music by himself. You didn't write that at all, did you?
No, I did.
What key is it in, Henry? If you know who you wrote it, you'll know what key it in, how it modulates, and what the rhythmical structure is, and I bet you can't do that, can you?
All and also what music. Drugs you're on when you wrote it.
Yeah.
All of my music works great in every key.
Oh, right. Oh, is that what you think?
Yeah. John could do it in a different key if he wanted.
John can only play in one key. It's the truth. See?
He's doing great. Up with their heads, off with their heads.
No! Ow! 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 Ow!
Yeah, I thought I'd quashed this nonsense at the time.
Yeah, and because you also wrote Independent Women, I believe.
Yeah.
And Past Times with Good Company?
Absolutely.
And there's a few more, I think.
Yeah, I did What's Love Got to Do with It?
Mm-hmm.
I did All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the theme to Top Gear.
Yeah. But not Greensleeves.
No. Yes.
Almost caught you out
careful.
There.
I've executed people for less.
Now listen, I think it's important that a person is not defined by their relationship. So why don't we talk about some of your hobbies?
Oh, please. Yeah. So I was into the wrestling.
Yes.
I was into drinking, gambling.
Jousting?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was a big jouster.
Hunting?
Yes.
Hunt jousting?
Now that was the real... Not many people were into hunt jousting.
I'd love to see a bit of hunt jousting.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah,
bring
yeah.
Bring it on.
Get on the horse, Henry. Straddle it.
Right, yes. If someone could give me a hand up. Someone could... You there.
Of course you, sir. I'll become your human step for
Thank
you, sir.
You, yes, and I'll just step on you there.
Oh. That's his neck, sir. Be careful what you're doing, sir.
I'll step where I want.
Right on.
Yep, and could somebody slightly taller just for the next step?
Okay, sir. I'll come and
sit. And on
my
there.
Shoulder. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then up onto the horse.
All right, I got you this spiky stick here.
Thank you very much.
You hold that in your hand, and you look on over there, you'll see another man with a spiky stick.
Ah, I see him. Yes, hello.
Both of you gonna spike each other with that spiky stick, and one of you gonna die. I would suggest you try not to die, sir. On account of you owning the country and all.
Yes, thank you very much.
And that person being just a peasant.
Well, I hope he has the requisite peasant spiky stick.
He has a bit of tissue paper.
That's right, that's right, that's right.
And he's not on a horse.
Yep.
He's on a tortoise.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so hunt jousting is just you jousting and someone else completely unarmed.
Yes, the most dangerous game.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
I'm surprised you had to climb up on the horse there because... you were 6'2", weren't you?
But the horses were bigger then.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So I like to ride a horse 16 hands high. And you tell me how big that is in human units.
I was trying to work it out in Henry units, but in human units, I'd say...
96 hands, I believe.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's the size of 2 buses.
Yeah.
And so horses were the size of 2 buses at the time. Oh, let's see a horse... that size right now.
Sire, it's far too big. It's going to bankrupt the whole kingdom if you want to keep growing these horses in the Henry unit sizes.
I will break that cult.
Sire, I fear that it taking its poop alone will bankrupt the kingdom, for there is nowhere to ship the poop to. Oh, look, it's pooping right now.
Oh, my gosh. Will France take it?
I guess we could ask them.
France will take it.
We will take the poop.
Fantastic. Now, I'm going to climb this horse. Fetch the peasant staircase.
We have the peasant ladder for you, all made out of 6 peasants, which in your units is 36 peasants. Lattice together like a net for you to climb, sire.
Fantastic.
Please, sire, just climbing us nice, climbing us gently.
Let me grab your arm.
Oh, I'm so grateful. Oh, yes, thank you. Oh, ow, yeah. Ooh. Ooh, thanks very much. Ooh, he's so big. Is he on yet?
Yes, yes. I can see from hill to vale from the top of this horse. That's right.
And of course, it took you a subsequent 4 years to climb down from that horse, didn't it?
Yes, that's what they don't tell you about mounting horses.
So, Henry, it must have been incredible to have your life turned into a musical. What was it about Wives, the musical, that you enjoyed?
I'm just a sucker for the whole pageantry of it. Seeing me, seeing how they portrayed me, seeing how they sort of exaggerated some of the things I'd done, and it was really just a fun time from start to finish. I had to execute very few people involved.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought that opening number had some real strong Kanye West vibes, actually. The attitude-wise, certainly, if not musically.
Oh, here he comes, king of the land. He comes to rule.
That's what he is gonna do.
Oh, Henry, look at my eyes. Look at them now. I can see there's no surprise, 'cause you're reeling me in. Our love will begin, and I don't care that there's gonna be 5 more.
'Cause the lady's gonna lose their heads for you. The lady's gonna lose their heads for you.
Lady's gonna lose their heads for you.
love I lost deep inside. And now you look inside of me, and now I have just died. You did kill me with an axe, a swift blow to the head. And now my lover Henry, I am dead.
Lady's gonna lose her heads for you. Lady's gonna lose her heads for you.
Sassy number there.
Yeah, and I think it really brought some of my spirit out there, and I think audience really appreciated my heroic character. I really appreciate how they sort of took my famous invasion of France,
yeah,
and sort of made it even more heroic. Sort of the special effects budget, just incredible. Explosions going off, me sort of killing cardinals, bishops.
It was quite breathtaking, wasn't it?
It was a spectacle,
wasn't it? Should we listen to the Henry Invades France special effects explosion extravaganza?
We once had such a peaceful place round here, and now this man is filling us with fear. He's raining heavy feast. Now I think we get the gist. We're going down.
War has come to France upon our shores.
Yes.
We cannot fight you anymore.
No more.
We don't want to surrender, but that's what we're gonna do. Because you are such a powerful dude.
Fear my giant horse. Fear my giant horse. Fear my giant horse, or we will go to war.
Fear my giant horse. Fear my giant horse. Fear my giant horse, or we will go to war.
Oui, oui, j'ai peur ton cheval. Ton cheveu est très long aussi. Tu as six femmes et une fille. Oui.
Fear my giant horse.
Fear my giant horse. Fear my giant horse. Or we will go to war.
Oh, no.
Fear my giant horse. Fear my giant horse.
Enjoyed the French in that song. Very fluent.
It was cultured, yeah.
Yeah. I must say I was particularly interested in your relationship with the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. I taught them everything they know.
Because that is just not something I knew before tonight.
Yeah, I knew them. Yeah. I killed the first Beatle. The one that you don't often hear about because he left the band early.
Yeah.
I killed him.
Yeah.
But the rest, we get on great.
That's absolutely fantastic. And so I thought it was just wonderful that we had that Henry and Beatles number in there. Mm.
Yeah.
Towards the end of the show.
They were really good. They did a cameo. We did a little song.
Yeah.
And they've completely admitted that I wrote Green Sleeves.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, well, you heard it here first, everyone. It's exclusive. Henry VIII did, despite what all historical evidence points
all
to.
All historical evidence.
Did. Right, Greensleeves.
Thank you.
But we're not going to hear that now, are we? We're going to hear your collaboration with the Beatles. Hmm. What's it called?
It's I'm Gonna Have Your Head.
I'm gonna have your head.
I got something to tell you. You'll know it when it's been said. I got something to tell you. I'm I'm gonna have your head.
I'm gonna have your head.
I'm gonna have your head.
I'm gonna have your head. I'm gonna have your head. And when I touch you, I could touch your nose or your hand or your shoe.
When I'm near you, I could have a hug just from you.
And when I touch your shoulder, you know you're gonna feel much bolder.
And when I touch your knee, you will go gooey just for me.
Give it up for the incredible cast of Wives the Musical. Thank you so much. This has been the life of Henry VIII as brought to life by Joe Hadley.
Thanks.
John Newen, Liz Peters, and Sam Marshall. I'm Heather Urquhart, and this has been Dead British.
Dead British.